The UK has granted licenses to export arms to Saudi Arabia worth almost £4 billion over the past 4 years. This comes despite growing fears about the human rights record in the kingdom. Only last year, London approved licenses worth £112 million for 209 items. In the U.S., more than 90 people, including 20 children, are dead as a massive tornado rips through Oklahoma City suburbs. The state medical examiner's office has confirmed that at least 233 people have been injured. The twister has destroyed two schools and nearly 300 homes. Search and rescue operations are underway. The Syrian army has confiscated an Israeli military vehicle as well as eavesdropping equipment in the city of Qusair. This comes as soldiers push deeper into the city. The Syrian army has taken control of more than 50% of the city, including the main square and municipality building. Violence hits Iraq again. Four bomb blasts in the country's north have left casualties. Two car bombs exploded in a Turkmen Shia area in Salahuddin province, killing three people and wounding 44, while two separate roadside bomb explosions at Kirkuk left two people dead and 25 wounded. The Israeli military says its forces in the occupied Golan Heights fired into Syria after coming under attack from inside the Syrian territory. Military sources say gunfire from Syria hit the Golan Heights overnight, damaging a military vehicle. Israel has made three airstrikes against Syria so far this year. Iran's Interior Ministry will release the list of approved candidates for the upcoming presidential election on Wednesday. Before that, the ministry will hold a meeting with the candidates to brief them on electoral campaign rules. The candidates can officially begin campaigning as of May 24. U.S. government data underscores the staggering consequences of military sexual assaults. More than 85,000 veterans were treated last year for injuries or illnesses linked to the assaults, and 4,000 sought disability benefits. While women are more likely to be victims, men made up nearly 40% of the patients. Pentagon asked Congress for about $80 billion to cover the cost of the war in Afghanistan in 2014. The requested amount is slightly lower than the war funding for the current fiscal year. Proposed funding is in addition to the $526 billion budget that the Pentagon has already submitted to Congress.